Lamont and Tinelli. Now, it's the Kyle Shanahan Show, only from the Bone.
And let me say this. I think the biggest trade this team has made in a long, long, long time. From what I understand, Chasta, we are still waiting for the coach to hook up here in his office.
All right. He's a busy dude, especially right now after what happened yesterday.
Well, exactly.
There's a lot going on.
I was going to ask if he's not doing anything tonight, maybe he can join us at Britannia Arms.
Right? Yeah, he's not busy. He can come out to Cupertino. Well, and
he doesn't live far from there.
That's true.
I wonder what he'd do if McGlinchey was there with us tonight.
Oh, my God. Well, I did ask McGlinchey yesterday. I was like, come get hammered with us tomorrow night.
What'd he say?
He laughed. He always just thinks we're idiots and laughs. But, yeah, if Shanahan wants to come on out, I wonder if he's an AC/DC fan. If not, we'll turn him into one.
Because I will tell you this, Long Gone Bon is going to be spectacular tonight. By the way, the band comes on at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
I'm getting there around 7 to make sure I'm in and seated and in position to enjoy this because I saw the set list already.
It's wild.
It's in freaking credible.
Is there an AC/DC song they're not playing? A Bon Scott song they're not playing? It's crazy.
I don't know.
Yeah, I would recommend getting there early. It's funny because we're between what people expect. So we've been doing sort of afternoon things. And then Long Gone Bon typically goes on at like 10:30.
Yeah.
We're right in the middle, 8 to 10.
Yes.
That's where the wheelhouse is.
So while we had to say, hey, we want you there. We don't want to be out all night, right?
No.
And hold on. What's going on here?
Although here's what I know is when we start, we usually end up there all night.
Well, that's
true.
Start
early.
That is true.
And then we stay long. Hello. Yeah. That's what she said.
Ah, there we go. Is the coach with us? Ah,
there he is. I
hear him dropping his microphone.
There we go.
Running a little late today, are we?
yeah, I was brewing a coffee, man.
Hey, so I got to tell you, we're with Coach Shanahan of the San Francisco 49ers. Coach Christian McCaffrey is now a 49er. You guys are in it to win it, my friend.
That's right.
Hey, we had an opportunity to get a real good player, and when that happens, you don't want to hesitate on it. We had to compete with some other teams on it, which is usually the deal when there's a guy like that available. But to get him here, I know he's from Denver, but you know he went to Stanford, so I'd basically like to say to get him back home.
Yep.
We're ready to go, man. Pumped to have him.
So I'm just kind of curious, when something like this comes down, because it doesn't happen, and as you said, a number of teams were trying to get Christian McCaffrey because he is a premier running back. I'm just kind of curious, how far in advance, how does this work? Does the general manager come up to you and say, hey, are you interested in adding him to the lineup and get your feedback at first?
I mean, I don't know exactly how it panned out in terms of John and I talk so much about everything.
Like, yeah.
We're always just talking throughout the whole day, whether it's after a meeting, whether it's on the practice field, whether it's right after practice. So, I mean, there's a number of players that go into discussions that you think are available before the trade deadline. And you start to get an idea of that about a couple of weeks ago. So it starts off as just talk because I can't tell you how many times that you've talked about something way too long and there was no chance and you just wasted 2 weeks on it. So you kind of bring everything up, and the more it gets real, it's like, no, this actually could be legit. Then it just gets a little bit more serious, and then it ends up happening pretty fast.
So when did it look like it was going to happen for you? And the reason I ask that is you're playing this weekend. Is he going to be in the lineup this weekend?
He's getting on a plane. He's probably on it right now.
Yeah.
I think he left this morning from Carolina. He's got to come out here. Still has to pass a physical and do all that stuff. So I don't think he'll be ready to go to practice. I'm not saying for sure. I would love to get him in the game. I mean, he got a full week of practice in at Carolina. So it's not really a physical thing with him. But I got to meet with him. We got to see where he's at. And if it makes sense, we'll get him in there.
So the reason I ask that, let's say if he's in the lineup, have you started designing plays for him already? Because this guy's a special talent.
Not yet. We were still weren't sure last night till, you know, we're doing red zone last night till about 9, and I think it happened right when we're finishing up. So it's not going to be too hard to design plays for them. I think we already have those plays designed. It's just about picking who gets them, and now we got a bunch of pretty good choices, I think.
So did your phone blow up after this trade?
Yes, it did. It definitely did. It was funny. My wife was mad at me because she was out to dinner, so she found out through texts and everything also, and couldn't believe I didn't alert her it was coming. And I had other stuff going on, though, so I didn't mean to.
So, and this is a big game against Kansas City.
Oh, definitely. I mean, we're going against a really good team. We need a rebound from last week. You never want to get too behind in these standings. But yeah, we got a big one. But really, if you look at it from here on out, they're all going to be pretty big.
Absolutely. So I'm going to float something by you here. So what time do you leave the facility on a Friday night?
Oh, on Fridays? Friday. Yeah. I call my weekend. Friday, I usually get out of here about 3 o'clock. I go home and sleep till 5, and then my kids give me up, and then we usually do something Friday afternoon or Friday night.
Oh, okay, because we're going to be at Britannia Arms with an AC/DC band, Long Gone Vaughn, who have been like members of the show forever. We'd love to have you down there, Britannia Arms,
you're
Cupertino. You're invited.
I'll ask my I haven't really spent more than an hour with my kids in about 15 days since we had to go to the Greenbrier and stuff. So if my wife lets me, I'll be there. But
I hear you.
I think you guys know the answer to that.
Hear you. Hey, good luck. Good luck this weekend against the Chiefs.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. Coach Shanahan, who I was just kind of curious, like when something like that comes down, does he start planning for it in advance?
Yeah, no, that's fascinating because I always assume those things happen real fast. It's like, okay, here's our opportunity. We got a strike. Let's go. Like a matter of days. And it sounds like that kind of is the thing. So that's fascinating.
Well, not only that, though, but you think you've got him. Does he have to learn a whole bunch of different language? Like football's its own language.
Tell me about it.
But all the plays seem to be the same. Everyone just has a different language.
Right.
Right? On how they call the plays. So it's going to be interesting. As long as Christian McCaffrey and I didn't want to say this.
Yeah.
But with our luck, this guy comes over here. What if he gets hurt?
Oh God, would you? No, knock on wood.
Well, he has a history of being injured.
Well, and we also, not had the greatest luck this season.
Right, that's why I was saying that.
So when you mix those two together, it does get
nerve-wracking. Let me put it on a positive spin.
Yeah.
If this guy can stay healthy here, this is huge.
It's all over. Yeah.
Lamont and Tonelli.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.